Welcome to Faith Builders. This is Pastor Bill Crane. Are you from Missouri? They say it's the Show Me State. You know, supposedly folks from that state won't believe it unless they see it for themselves. Well, sometimes I wonder if perhaps I had a relative back there somewhere who came from Missouri, because many times I need to see it to believe it. Too often I end up frustrating my family by asking things like, "Are you sure?" or going to check the validity of what I was just told. Well, I guess this can be a good quality for airport screeners, scientists, and such. However, there are times when this attitude could hurt you and possibly those around you as well. In the Gospel of John in the Bible, chapter 4, verses 46 to 54, John tells about a man, a royal official, who didn't have to see to believe. This man's son was sick, almost dead in fact, when he heard that Jesus had arrived in the area, in a town about 15 miles away. So he traveled to where Jesus was to ask him to come back with him and heal his son. But Jesus, instead of traveling with the man back to his home, said, "You may go, your son will live." Now, I would probably have demanded some kind of proof that my child would not die. But this royal official, who was probably used to people quickly obeying everything he asked, wasn't upset that Jesus didn't drop everything and come with him. He didn't protest or demand proof. Instead, John says, the man took Jesus at his word and departed. Well, what was the result? Well, the man discovered that his son had recovered at the very same time that Jesus had spoken the words, "Your son will live." Well, could it be that we miss out on miracles because we're more interested in finding proof than in finding faith? This man discovered that Jesus' words were all the proof he needed. So let's ask God today for that gift of faith, faith to hear his word and then to act, believing that God is already at work to fulfill his word. Well, Faith Builders Podcast is a ministry of Faith Church of the Nazarene in Jacksonville, North Carolina. For more information about our church or the Church of the Nazarene, contact us through www.jaxnaz.org. That's JAXNAZ.org. Thank you for listening and build your faith today.